Today we begin the sixth and final topic in the Parsha of Lech Lecha about the circumcision of Avram, the Milah. Today's lesson is lesson number 74, where Hashem changes Avram's name. We're on Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17. We're going to learn Psukim Aleph Tehei, 1 through 5. We're on the top line of the Simonim Tanakh. On page 22, in the margin, it says, Shinui Hashem le'Avram, the name changed to Avram. And a little bit below, it says, Haftochas habonim va'aretz, the promise of children and the land. Vayehi Avram ben tishim shana v'seisha shanim vayera Adonai el Avram. Vayomer elav ani el Shaddai hisalech lefonai vehye samim vetenav risi beni uveinecha varbe oscha bimod meod vayipol Avram al panov vayidaber ito Elohim lemor ani hinevri si itoch. Vehoi sa leav hamon goyim. Velo ye kareod eshimcha Avram. Vaya shimcha Avram. Ki av hamon goyim nisaticha.
Let's take a look at the psukim inside now. We see there's a 13 year space now. We've gone ahead 13 years to Avram after the birth of Yishmael. As it says, Vayehi Avram, and Avram was ben tishim shana. He was old. Tishim shana, 90 years old. Vitesha shanim, and 9 years. He was 99 years old. Vayera Adonai, and the all-merciful God appeared el Avram to Avram. Vayomer elav, and he says to him a new name that he never revealed to himself to Avram. Till now, Ani, I am El Shaddai. The God Shaddai of, literally, Dai means enough. Meaning to say that my godliness is enough to sustain everything. Only Hashem gives living things what it needs. Dai, I give everyone exactly enough what they have, and I'm the only one who gives it to them. And therefore, I have total control of all reality of the world. And nobody gets anything else from anything, from anywhere else. That's the name. Die. It's enough. What I do is enough for everybody to keep them going. Hisalech lifonai. Walk before me. Veheye, and become samim. Complete. Wholesome. What does Hashem mean? There's going to be a complete change in the relationship between Avram and Hashem now. Hashem says, Hisalech lefanai, I want you to act as if you're totally connected to serving Hashem. You're always with me. Until now, you know, there's God and there's Avram. We had a certain covenant, but now I want you to go with me all the time. We're always together. And that will help you become samim, complete and perfect, because now I'm going to require you to emulate my traits and to act truly divine. And also, a second interpretation of Tamim means you'll be complete physically through the Milah, the circumcision, which will give you more perfection of body in order to become someone who can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis, ve'etnov risi, and I will give my covenant beini, between me, ubeinoch, and between you. Okay, it's beyond what the original covenant was. Va'arbe oscha, and I will increase you, bimod ma'od, very, very much. Although Hashem had already promised the land to Avram already, and he already promised him children. But now it's not only the land, it's not only the children, but they'll have a special relationship with Hashem, which the Milah will require for that to happen. And you will live in the land of Israel as people who are totally connected to me. And you'll bring the entire understanding of nature in a way that nature will totally reveal God in this world. It's altogether qualitatively different covenant than he's made in the past.
Because Avram is not so tamim yet, Pasuk Gimel, Vayipol Avram al panav, and Avram falls on his face, he cannot countenance the tremendous spiritual shekhinah that is with him. Now, you may ask, why didn't the Torah say it before? The truth is, he always fell when Hashem spoke to him. But the Torah is emphasizing this is the last time he's going to fall, because once he has the circumcision, he'll have the spiritual strength to stand before Hashem when Hashem speaks to him. And now Hashem continues, Vayidaber ito Elohim lemor, and the Almighty God spoke to him, saying, now we have the first time we're saying it's Elohim is speaking to Avram, because Elohim is the attribute of justice. Bereshis bara Elohim, Hashem created the world with justice. He created a world that people should live up to the highest standards. And Avram now, when he will have this bris, will be able to live up to the higher standards of the original goal of creation. Lay more, not just saying, but tell it over to your son Yishmael, tell it over to all the other men who are going to be circumcised. Pasuk Dalet, and tell them, Ani hine v'risi itoch, I behold, my covenant is with you. V'hoyisa, and with this covenant you will be not just a regular Avram, but you'll be la'av, as a father or teacher, hamon, to the multitudes of goyim, of nations. You'll be a teacher for the whole world. You will now be a universal person, not just a Jew, so to speak, or rather not just a person with your own area of the world that you influenced. The entire world now will learn from you. The entire world will be affected by every single thing that you do. Because of this circumcision, you will have a divine power in every single thing that you do will affect the entire world. Pasakei v'lo yikore od eshimcha Avram, and no longer yikore will be called shimcha, your name Avram. Word will pass and you're no longer Avram. Avram is a contraction of Av Aram, the father of Aram. In other words, that area of the world where you were, you came from, no longer you're going to be called Avram. V'hoya shimcha, your name will be Avraham, with an extra A. Why? Because that implies much more. Ki Av, you'll still be a father, but now of Hamon Goyim. That hey is Hamon Goyim, a multitude of people, of nations. Nesaticha, I will give to you. You keep the race. You have not. You're still going to be the father of Aram, but much more. You'll be a father and a teacher to the entire world. The rabbis say that with the circumcision, until the circumcision, Avram was still deficient in five organs, his two eyes, his two ears, and his male organ. He only was in control of 243 of his primary organs, which is the gematria of the word Avram. Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, Resh is 200, Mem, Sofis is 42, 43. But now with the circumcision and the added hey, those five body parts will be perfected and you will be able to emulate Hashem. And by emulating Hashem, you will impact on the world in the greatest way possible. You and your children will interact with the land of Israel and bring the divine nature of the world to its fruition. This is already a significant thing that can only happen with an actual circumcision upon one's body. Let's look at the questions. Question number 1. Ben kama hoya Avram? How old was Avram? B'tchilas perek yud zayin, the beginning of chapter 17. Avram was 99 years old. 2. Ma amar Hashem l'Avram? What did Hashem say to Avram? He said, Ani kel Shaddai hisalech lefonai veheye somim. 3. Eze Shem shel Hashem miskal Avram. What name of Hashem did Hashem reveal to Avram? Kael Shakai. I don't want to say Hashem's real name. Kael Shakai. 4. Ma mashmo shel Shem zeh. What's the meaning of that name? Meaning, I'm the Kael, the powerful God who gives dye enough for every creature to be sustained only from me. 5. Ma tzivah Hashem l'Avram. What did Hashem command to Avram? 2 things. Hisalech lefanai and veheye samim. 6. Ba'er, explain. Hisalech lefanai, walk before me, means to act as if you're connected to Hashem in serving Hashem in every moment of your life. 7. Ba'er, explain. Veheye samim. Now you will become wholesome, meaning that you'll be able to emulate Hashem's traits and you'll be wholesome in body, by circumcising yourself, and you'll be now in control of all your body parts. 8 days of Avtocha Nosevos, what additional promise Nosan Hashem L'Avram, what Hashem gives from Abri Shekvar Korasito, to the previously existing Bris. He's saying that now you will become a divine being who is constantly with Hashem, is able to emulate Hashem, and you will be able to impact on the entire universe because of that. And your children as well, in the land of Israel. 9, Kates of Hates, Hegiv Avram, how did Avram react initially? He fell on his face. 10, Mosai Nofal Avram Alpana Valama, why did Avram fall on his face and why? When did he fall and why? He fell after Hashem spoke to him and told him what's going to be happening, and he revealed the new name of Hashem. And he fell because he could not contain the tremendous spiritual encounter with Hashem. 11. What was the last time Avram fell on his face when Hashem spoke to him? This is the last time. He had been falling all along. 12. Kish Avram nofal panof marmel Hashem. After Avram fell on his face, what did Hashem say? He said, I'm going to make a covenant with you, and you will be a father of a multitude of nations, and your name will change. 13. Haimiya Avram Avrak Leumechad. Will Avram be only a father to one nation? No. 14. Lakama Umos Amar Hashem Lamashiavlahem. For how many nations will Avram be a father to them? To all the nations of the world. 15. Ba'er, explain Avhamon Gaim Umi Amar Kach Lami. Explain this term and who said it to who. Hashem said to Avram, you will be a father of a multitude of nations. What you do will impact on the entire world. 16. Kate said, Shina Hashem Ishmar Shalom. How did Hashem change Avram's name? He changed it by adding a hey to Avraham. 17. Loma Shina Hashem Ishmar Shal Avram Lavram. Why did Hashem change his name from Avram to Avraham? To reflect on the dynamic spiritual change that will happen to Avram with this Mila, that extra hey will give him the power of 5 new elements within his name, and he will have now the power to be a father over the entire world. 18. Alma Romes Hashem Avram. What is the word Avram hinting to? Av Hamon Goyim, a father of a multitude of nations. 19. Eza Shinui Alaguf. What change will happen to the body? Shall Avram of Rav Machleya Bris, after the Bris, he will now have perfected his 2 eyes, his 2 ears, and the male organ to be a completely perfected human being. Let's go over the 5 psukim again inside. Vayehi Avram ben tishim shana v'seisha shanim vayero adoinoi el Avram vayomer elov ani el shaddai hisalech lefonai v'heye somim v'etenov risi beini uveinecha v'arbe osecha b'maod maod. Vayipol Avram al panav vaydaber ito Elohim lemor ani hine v'risi itoch v'hoi soli avamon goyim v'lo yikareo es shimcha Avram v'hoya shimcha Avraham ki avamon goyim nisaticha. Please spend a few minutes to review today's lesson, and we'll continue with this topic for the coming days tomorrow. Have a nice day.